UN officials say in the past week since General Tan Shui told visiting UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon he would allow foreign aid workers in the country regardless of nationality, the Burmese authorities have been issuing visas. But the officials say few of those relief workers are being permitted to go into the Irrawaddy Delta, where the storm leveled entire villages and where an estimated 2.4 million people are in dire need of adequate water, food, and medical attention. Among those who have not received visas are members of the U.S. Agency for International Development's Disaster Assistance Response Team, who have been waiting in Bangkok for weeks. U.S. Ambassador to Thailand, Eric John, said the United States is not giving up its efforts to provide aid and expertise when Burma allows it.
So far, no word that they can, but also so far, no word that they cannot. That's why we're still pushing ahead, pushing on this with the Burmese, and we still think that it's valuable to get them in.
Also standing by are U.S. Navy ships loaded with purified water and other supplies off the Burmese coast in the Andaman Sea. Washington says it intends to keep the ships in place, but the commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, Admiral Timothy Keating, said this week that would likely be only for a matter of days, not weeks. U.S. officials say that while Burma has been allowing more aid to flow in than in weeks past, there is no indication of a change in the Burmese general's policy of not allowing a larger-scale delivery of aid. The United States has pledged $23 million for relief efforts and sent in more than 70 relief flights to the main city, Rangoon. More than relief supplies, Burma's generals have suggested they need money and have requested $11 billion for reconstruction. A state-run newspaper in the country criticized the international community for not giving enough toward that effort. The newspaper blasted donor nations for falling short of the $201 million target set by the United Nations in a flash appeal this week. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Bangkok.